Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, for today's Friday bonus episode, we're sharing something very exciting. A sneak peek from our new podcast, which is called 20% Happier. 20% Happier is my colleague Matthew Hepburn's latest plot to one-up me. Matthew is a meditation teacher and coach and has been a driving force behind a lot of our content on the 10% Happier app. You may know him from his hit meditation, Soothe Anxiety to Sleep. Here on the 10% Happier podcast, as you know, we feature long-form conversations with deep Dharma teachers and mental health experts about the various ways you can do life better. But many of you have been asking for a long time for us to talk to regular rank-and-file meditators about how to strengthen your practice. And that's where this new show comes in. In each episode of 20% Happier, Matthew will be working one-on-one with an everyday meditator as they seek to overcome some challenge in their life and or their practice. In today's clip, you're going to hear from Saeed, who talks to Matthew about how he's been using fear to motivate himself to meet his own high standards and how that sends his inner world into turmoil. That strategy may sound familiar to many of you. To listen to the full episode of 20% Happier, you can download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps and then open it up and tap on the podcasts tab at the bottom of your screen. Having said all of that, let's listen now to this sneak preview.
Yeah. No, it's that same hyper-vigilant mindset, doing things the right way and just being on top of your game, right? Like, it's that sort of mindset that allows me to be good at my job and good at my life, as good as I can be. But it's also the thing that, like, hurts me. Yeah, I wish I could harness it for good in my life and not just, And it wasn't just like running wild and running free.
So it's like, what does come up when you imagine letting go?
Yeah, well, when I think about letting go, just like the idea of letting go, the first thing that comes to my mind is that it is the most vulnerable place that I could be in. When I think about even just as simple as like letting go of my stomach, letting go and just letting it hang. Yeah, it's been a process of just bracing for the next seismic thing to happen in my life, right? And so I never feel truly like I'm just living. To answer your question, when I let go, it feels like I'm just waiting for the next bad thing to happen.
Yeah. And I would guess that, like, you said that project of adulthood in your life in many ways has become to develop some control over, you know, situations that are legitimately threatening and, like, big seismic shifts that totally destabilize things.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that you actually have really developed a fair amount of influence, you know, to create some stability and good things in your life. Do you feel like that's the case?
I know it factually, but I don't know it emotionally. I don't experience that in my body in that way. Everything still feels like it's in peril. Everything still feels like it could be taken away. Nothing feels like worth anything, really. And it's funny because, like, I know that's the same thing that's driving me to achieve more or work harder or, like, do good work. But it's also the thing that, like, it's also the thing that doesn't really allow me to see whatever influence I do have and whatever accomplishments I have had. Like, I have a really hard time with acknowledging what I've already attained.
Well, that would be of letting go and not staying ready for the next seismic thing.
Exactly. It would be silly of me to, like, let go and just be like, yeah, I've got the thing that I need now. Like, you just, the fact that it's possible that it could be taken away is enough for me to be like, nah, we're still in this fight. This is still a fight.
Yes, yes, yes.
It feels a little hopeless. Yeah. It feels, to be honest, a little hopeless.
I can hear that. And I think it will feel hopeless probably so long as it feels like a project of undoing a way that you have become the person that you are, that the mind has developed, you know, these patterns. And if it's a project of trying to undo that, you know, for many of us, we just think about our history and like what we've inherited intergenerationally, culturally, and the thought of trying to undo all that is like daunting. It's a question of like, is it possible? And like, even if it was possible for a person to do that, like, do I have the time?
Right. And like, who am I outside of that? Like, I don't know who that person is. I know who I am right now. But what is that? Who is that person? That's scary too.
Yeah. What I want to do is try and figure out a way together that we can make a plan for you to just lean into the things that are naturally you that will help create some space around this pattern so it's not running the show all the time and you feel like you get some reprieve. So the question I want to ask is, what do you do or how do you experience in your day-to-day regular life pleasure? Just like honest, simple, but real pleasure.
Yeah, that's a good question. Pleasure. It's tough because the examples I'm thinking of are things that like they aren't like just pure pleasure. They have pleasure in them, but they also bring a lot of other stuff with it too. Like I think the first thing that came to mind was like is exercise. Not quite weightlifting, but running. It's like everything else just falls away. All there is what's in front of you. If it's running, what's in front of you is the road. If it's basketball, what's in front of you is these other five people on the court and the net. It's like I took my mind out of one state of being and just like plopped it into another. And the only rules here are the ones that are present here, like on this court, whatever the rules of the court are, even like the arguments and all that shit. Like it literally feels like I'm in a different realm. And I those two things bring me like a lot of pleasure in that it does feel like a paradigm shift from like my normal life into like another dimension altogether.
Well, one of the things that meditation is all about is using attention, like bringing our like full awareness to the process of living so that we learn from it. It's in many ways, it's as simple as that. What I have a hunch could be a really profound way to start some serious momentum creating bigger gaps from when you feel totally oppressed by this mind state of like pressure, and all the rest of it, is to really tune in to what it feels like for that pressure to loosen, for that grip to loosen. What I think will be amazing for you is to have these moments where you feel pleasure in your life, and then to pause and just like lean into feeling it. You know, because the trouble is like you get a dopamine hit when you're on a run, but you just are still moving through life one stage to the next and not tuning in and going, this is what it feels like in the cells of my body to to not be putting pressure on myself to, you know, have everything together. And as soon as you start turning your full interest and curiosity and attention to like actually really enjoying and understanding and appreciating what it's like to depressurize, when you start doing that, yo, your body is gonna love that shit. And it will just start to look for more opportunities to feel that. It's a very natural way toward a kind of depressurization. Right, because we actually feel the benefit in real time. And it's like anything else. It's like the body realizes that it's pleasant and enjoyable, and then it like seeks it out more often. Mm-hmm. And the trouble is when we're focused externally, we then get addicted to the things that bring us pleasure. We don't cultivate a taste for the like internal letting go of the staying addicted to making the pressure. Yeah.
Thank you to Matthew and Saeed. Again, that was a sneak peek of this new show, 20% Happier, new podcast available exclusively inside the 10% Happier app. Download the app today and then tap on the podcasts tab to find out what happens next. We'll see you back here on Monday with a brand new episode with Adam Grant. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time, and in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.